would recommend to anybody not familiar with T.D. Hale. He's a pastor at Calvary Christian Center in Ohio. The Lord's been giving him prophetic dreams, some of which have already come to pass. So he's definitely got a track record of truly hearing from the Lord. And I mean, some of the dreams, I'll just go real quick. Some of the dreams that he had, the Lord, you know, spoke to him prior to Obama even being elected. Prior to, I believe it was even before he was a candidate, that he would be the next president of the United States. The Lord gave him another dream prior to Mitt Romney even running. I believe that the Lord that Obama would be reelected, but that it would come down to the state of Ohio being the decision point, which is what happened in the balloting. And so he's had a number of prophetic dreams over the last 4 or 5 years now that have come to pass. So this one, if the audience wants to Google this, they can read it. It's I believe he had this in 2012, and it's entitled "Rain of Fire Coming to America." So I will just read a certain portion. Let's get through this. The dream was given to me on November 12, 2012. I'm reading what he's saying. In this dream, I was immediately taken into the Oval Office. I was standing in the Oval Office looking at the President of the United States. It was so real that I felt like I could reach my hand out and touch the man. He was standing behind a desk. When I stood in front of him, all of a sudden I heard a voice, and I knew it was the voice of God. I heard the voice say, "Weep and howl for the misery that shall come shortly." Then all of a sudden I turned, and when I turned, I saw there on the floor of the Oval Office was the eagle that I saw him shoot back in a prior dream. I saw the President walk behind the desk with that same smirk, that same arrogant smirk on his face that he had had on the Truman balcony in my other dream. He came out from behind the desk, and he walked over to the eagle, and he put his foot on the neck of the eagle. Then at that point, he bent down, and he took it by the head, and he twisted it 3 times until the head of the eagle came off its body. Then at that point, I heard a voice say, "The spirit of Rehoboam." As I began to look at him again, he was dressed in all black. He had a black suit, a black tie, a black shirt, black pants. Everything was totally black that I saw him wearing. Then as I was looking directly at him, all of a sudden his chest cavity around his heart began to open up. His heart was exposed, and as I was looking at his heart, this thick black dark mist was swirling around his heart, and I knew that God was letting me see the evil that is really in that man. Now at this point, he walked over to the desk, and he picked up a gavel in his hand. The gavel was part wood and part stone. The handle was wood, and the head of the gavel was stone. On the desk of the President of the United States, there was a document with these words written on it: "The Final Abomination." He then hit the document on his desk with the gavel. And when he hit this document on the desk, then all of a sudden I felt a shaking. Honestly, I felt like my bed was shaking. Literally, it was shaking, and I could feel it. When he hit this document, I shot up into the air, and I was standing up above the White House. Then an earthquake hit Washington, D.C., and I saw the earth open up, and it went towards the Washington Monument, then towards the Jefferson Memorial. At that point, I began to see an odd colored rain falling. It was the color of fire or something. It started slowly coming down, then it intensified little by little. It was coming down faster and faster until water started rising. As the water started rising, I went up higher into the atmosphere, and I saw a map of the United States. I could see the outline. The waters left Washington and began to flood across the whole U.S. I saw them hit Maryland, West Virginia, Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, Indiana, South Carolina, until it completely went all across the U.S. People began to scream across the nation, and all I could hear was a mournful sound. It was as if something had happened, a great loss, like if you went into a funeral home and somebody had passed away and you were very close to them. It was that kind of mournful sound. Even in my dream, I thought about the days of Noah and what it must have felt like for the people who were outside of the ark when the flood came, but they could not get in. They had not listened to the voice of Noah or to the voice of God had spoken to them. This is the thing. God is speaking to them one last time. He is speaking through TrueNews.com. He is speaking through you. He is speaking through me and some other ministers that I know. God is speaking. As I was in the air, I saw America in this state of being covered with floodwaters. Then all of a sudden, I was suspended in the air, and I could see these beams of light quickly coming up out of the floodwaters. Like at the speed of light, they were quickly going up into the air. There were millions, it looked like. Then all at that moment, I was taken higher above the earth, and I could see the round earth, and all over the earth, I started seeing these lights shooting up all over the world. Then I came back to the earth as if I was back at the beginning of this dream. And then I heard a voice say, "The shifting has begun." At this point, I was looking over the top. I was going across the top of several churches in America. These were mega churches. I saw them as I was going across them from the top of one to the other. I saw the names of the churches and the names of their leaders. I heard a voice say, "A breeding ground for sin, for the people know not me, but they play around their golden calf." I knew that we had entered into the time of the end. It will not be these large churches, but it will be home prayer meetings where the saints will be gathering in secret and praying. This is going to get to the point where we are going to have to meet in secret. The days of persecution had come upon this generation. The Lord let me know a long time ago that there would be a remnant that would be called out. There would be a little here and a little there. Some of these mega churches are not going to be around anymore. They are going to be shut down. God is going to have some people here and there who are going to be praying in secret. So speak in the last days because of the persecution that will come upon this generation. At this point, I was looking again at the homes, and I knew that these people loved and served God with all their heart. I saw the homes of men and women that were gathered together in deep intercessory prayer across the nation. And then I heard a voice say, "The season is upon this nation because you have set abomination before my eyes. I will set judgment before yours." Then I asked the Lord, "When will this happen?" I heard the voice answer, "After he is sworn in." Then I woke up.